Today's daf is Chulin Daf Gimel, and we are six lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph Abaye Omar. So yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, we began a new Masechta, Maseches Chulin. The Masechta began with the opening line, Hakol Shoichtin Ushchitasan Ksheira. The Gemara asked, Hakol Shoichtin would seem to suggest that whoever is being Nesraba from the word Hakol, Shoichtin is a lot of Shechlech Hatchila. Yet, the next words, Ushchitasan Ksheira, would seem to suggest that whoever is being Nesraba from the word Hakol is only allowed to Shecht B'dievet. So which one is it? Is Hakol Shoichtin Lechatchila or is Shchitasan Ksheira only B'dievet? Gemara said that Rav Acha Brei de Rava turned to Rav Ashi and told Rav Ashi, is it so poshut to you that Hakol Shoichtin means Lechatchila? Hence this great debate of how exactly we resolve the apparent contradiction of Mashmaos, whether this person being the Sraba from Hakol can Shech Lechatchila or only B'dieved. And after an Amid and a half of Gemara, what emerged was yes, that in this context, for sure, Hakol Shoichta means Lechatchila, Shchitas and Ksheira means B'dieved. Hence, the first question of Maseches Chulin. We saw that the Gemara brought a teretz in the name of Rabba Bar Ula. Rabba Bar Ula said that Hakol Shoichtin, the Hakol is coming to include even somebody that's Tomei. And when the Mishnah says Hakol Shoichtin, it means somebody that's Tomei is a ladder Shecht Chulin. Isn't it obvious that somebody's Tomei is a ladder Shecht Chulin? It's talking about Chulin Shenasu Al Tairus HaKoidesh. Lemanda Omar Chulin Shenasu Al Tairus HaKoidesh is Kekoidesh Tomei. Therefore, there's an Issa D'Rabbanan for somebody to go and be metama and then eat this basar, besaken arucha lechatchila a tamei would be able to shecht. Ushchitasan ksheira again is talking about a tamei, but in this case the tamei is shechting not chulin, he's shechting kachim. When it comes to kachim, being that tumah by kachim is not only an issa d'rabbanan, it's an issa d'oraisa, there lechatchila a tamei would not be able to shecht, even if he's using a sakar arucha, stating that b'dieved, if he shechted, it's going to be kosher. So the hakol is coming to be marba otame. We have a stira hakol shoichtan lechatchila ushchitas and ksheira only b'dieved. Where it's chulin shenaso al tairus hakodesh, then it's lechatchila. Where it's kachim, then it's only going to be b'dieved. Rabbi Barula said that once you understand that this mishnah is talking about tame again, not exclusively a tamei, but inclusively also a tamei. So let me show you how you have to read the rest of the Mishnah. Hakol Shoichtin, a tamei, or even a tamei, chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh. Ushchitasan ksheira is referring to a tamei bekachim. Chutz micher shoyte vekatan, a cher shoyte vekatan, even if they're tahar, and even if they're shechting chulin, and even if it's not chulin shenasu al tairus hakodesh, the halacha is they would not be allowed to shecht. The reason is shami yekalkul ushchitasan, because we're concerned that they may be mekalkul the shchita. Like the Gemara explained that three of the five halachas l'moshim misina that govern the laws of Shechita are things that unless you're watching, you would never know after the fact whether they were observed or whether they were not observed. If it's for that reason, Chereshoit v'katan in all instances would not be allowed to shecht. V'kulon sheshachtu. And then the Mishnah concludes and says, all these people that shechted, v'acherin royen oisan, shechitas and ksheira, what's that referring to? Rabbi Barula said, it's referring to Tomei b'muktashin, where although lechatchila he's not allowed to shecht, but at the same time b'dieved, to the extent that he shechted, and there were acherin royin noisan, and people saw that everything was okay, it's in that instance that b'dieved it is going to be kasha. But as mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Bar Ula's understanding of the Mishnah is only one of six understandings of the Mishnah. In other words, the first kasha of the Masechta, Hakol Shoichten Lechatchila Uchitas and Ksheira Bidiyeved, is something that was so debated by the Amoraim that what emerged was six terutz into that kasha, and ultimately six different ways to learn Pshutei Shal Mikra of the Mishnah. Again, Rabbi Bar Ula was the first. In today's daf, Be'ezer Hashem, we are going to learn the next five, and then after we learn all six pshatim, and Be'ezer Hashem, a little bit of a recap, we'll see the Gemara is going to do some cheshbonos and machinations and try to understand why this Amora didn't hold like that Amora, and that Amora didn't hold like this Amora. Six different Amoraim and six different Pshatim that we're going to have to juggle. It's a fun daf. And without further ado, six lines from the top of daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Start the Gemara. Abaya Amar. Abaya took the second stab at this question. And he said, Hachik Tami, let me tell you the way you're supposed to understand the Mishnah. Hakol Shoichten, when the Mishnah says Hakol Shoichten, and again, Hakol is coming to be Marba something. You want to know what it's coming to be Marba? Va'afilu Kuti. It's coming to be Marba, not a Tomei the way Rabbi Bar Ula understand it, but rather it's coming to be Marba a Kuti. So let's hit the pause button for 1 second. Now, if you know that the primary source where Chazal really got into the whole Indian of the Kutim is in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin. So this is the first time we're mentioning Kuti here in the Daf, but the Kuti is going to be Malava us through the next couple of Dafin, specifically tomorrow's Daf, also specifically the raid of today's Daf. But for now, all we need to know about the Kuti is that the Kuti was a group of people, Kutim, that had arrived to Eretz Yisrael during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, shortly after the Aseres HaShvatim were taken into Galus. They came from a place called Kuta, hence they were known as the Kutim. Shortly after they arrived, they were Megayer, and there was a big debate amongst the Chachamim whether their Geirus was a sincere Geirus or whether it was an insincere Geirus. Were they Geirei Emes or were they Geirei Arayas? To the extent that they were Geirei Emes, they had to be treated like Yidden. To the extent that they were Geirei Arayas, they had to be treated like Eina Yehudim. Another thing that we need to know right now as it relates to the Kutim is that regardless of whether the Kutim were Geirei Emes or whether they were Geirei Arayas, from a minig perspective, the Kutim kept certain aspects of the Torah, but they also very blatantly did not keep certain aspects of the Torah. If you want to simplify it on a very high level, the Kutim believed in the Torah Shebe Ksav, not so much in the Torah Shebe Al Peh. We'll see in the next few dafin there were certain aspects of the Mesorah that they actually did observe. But the Kutim were Chevra that kept the Torah, Yidden, not Yidden, that was a big debate. Did they keep all the halachas in the Torah? No. Some yes, some not. Bottom line is, Abaya says that when the Mishnah says Hakol Shoichten, what it's coming to be Marba is even a Kuti is a ladder shach, which means, by the way, two chidushim. Number one, a Kuti must be a Yid. Abaya must be of the opinion that Kutim are Geirei Emes. Because to the extent that Abaya holds the Kutim are Geirei Arayas and a Kuti is a Goy, we're going to learn very much in the first sugyas in Masechtas Chulin, a Goy is not allowed a Shecht. And that's learned out from a drasha. Any person that is bound by the laws in Avela is someone that's allowed a Shecht. Any person that's not bound by the laws in Avela is somebody that's not allowed a Shecht. So if Abaya says that Hakoyl is coming to be Marba Kuti, the first thing he must be of the opinion is that the Kutim were Geirei Emes. Additionally, Abaya also must have held that the Kutim were people that can be relied on and trusted that they're going to adhere to the laws of Shechita. Because if they don't adhere to the laws of Shechita, well, in that instance, even if they're Geirei Emes, we know they had their own thing going, and they certainly could not always be trusted. So number one, Abaya, when he says Vafilu Kuti, is taking a position, and that is that the Kutim are Geirei Emes. Additionally, what Abaya is saying is that they could be trusted when it comes to the laws of Shechita. But the bottom line is, as it relates to the Mishnah Zakta Abaya, Hakol Shoichten is coming to be Marbe something Vafilu Kuti. And the Mishnah essentially says, but Medvar Mamurim, when is it that a Kuti is allowed a Shecht? And Hakol Shoichten means Lechatchilo Kishi Yisrael Oymed Al Gabov. That's only if there's a Yid that's watching. So as long as there's a Yid watching, then you can check. Aval Yoytze V'Nichnas. But let's say a Yid was not watching, even if he was Yoytze V'Nichnas, right? Of Hilchas Kashrus fame, even if he's coming and going, lo yishchait, he's not let a shech lechatchila. The im shachat, if however the Kuti went ahead and shechted when there was not a Yid watching him the whole time, even if he was yoytze v'nichnas, then there's still an Eitzah. You can cut off a Kezayas of Basar, the nice and light, and you can give it to the Kuti. If the Kuti eats in Mutalachim Meshchitasai, so then you'd be allowed to eat from the Shchita. If it didn't eat it, also Lachim Meshchitasai, then you would not be allowed to eat it. So again, Lechatchila, the only time a Kuti is allowed to Shacht is if the Yisrael Eimed Agabov. He's watching him and he's making sure that he does everything properly. If the Yisrael is not Eimed Agabov, even if he's Yoitzev and Nichnas, and this Sugya Yoitzev and Nichnas is not enough, then the Kuti would not be able to shecht lechatchila. What happens if he shechted and there wasn't Yisrael Eimed Agabov? There's a bidyevet option, and that is you cut off a piece of meat and you give him to eat it. If he eats it, then we could trust him, it's okay, and if not, not. What do you see from here? You see that the Kuti himself is somebody that was careful when it came to the laws of Shechita. Like we mentioned, Abaye obviously is of the opinion that the Kuti was somebody that could be trusted when it comes to Shechita. As a result, by him eating it, that's a raya that the Shechita must have been okay. Which realize, that means it was Shechita's Rav Simonim. It means that he adhered to the five halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim. These are things you wouldn't expect the Kuti to be sensitive to. But the bottom line is, Abaye held that the Kutim were careful when it came to the laws of Shechita. Now, if the Kutim were careful about the laws of Shechita, so why does the Yisrael have to be Eimed Al Gabav? Zok Rashi, the reason the Yisrael had to be Eimed Al Gabav is because as much as the Kuti cared about the laws of Shechita, he didn't care about being machshel another Yid Ba'avera. Aye, isn't that a passing in the Torah? V'lifnei iver loisitei michshol. Zok Rashi, the Kutim were mefarish v'lifnei iver loisitei michshol kimashmoi. They learned it based on the pshutei shel mikro, which means don't put a michshol in front of somebody that's not able to see. Chazal darshened it to mean that a person is not allowed to be machshol somebody ba'avera. That drosh of Chazal is something that the Kutim were not careful of, and it's for that reason you can't trust the Kuti that he's not going to be machshel the yid. So again, it's so tricky whenever you learn the sugyas of a Kuti. You trust the Kuti that for himself he's going to adhere to the laws of Shechita, because that's something that he does shtel tzutu. But you can't trust the Kuti if he gives it to you, because I don't trust him that he is someone that's sensitive to our understanding of lifnei iver leisita michshol. He buys into our shechita, but not our v'lifnei iver leisita michshol. So what's the eitzah? So watch him. That's a good eitzah. But let's say you didn't watch him. Well, but the eved, give him something to eat. If he goes ahead and eats it, so then you know it must be okay, because for himself, he's becheskas kashrus, that he's not going to violate the laws of shechita. Therefore, you can go ahead and eat it. If he doesn't eat it, then you can't trust him. I live in evil eitzah milcha. That's not something that he's going to be sensitive to. But again, Abaye says, Akol Shoichtin, who's the hakul coming to be marbe the Kuti? Could the Kuti shech lechatchila, or is it only be the eved? It's only shechitas and kshera. If this is Yisrael, if there's not Yisrael Eimed Al Gabav, then it's Kasha B'Di'evet. Really? Why would it be Kasha B'Di'evet if there's no Yisrael Eimed Al Gabav? In the event that he ate a Kazayis from it, that's when it's going to be okay. Now, Abaye, like Rabbi Barulu, went and was Mefarish to Hemshech of the Mishnah. He continued and he said, Chutz B'Cheret Shaita V'Katan. When the Mishnah said, with the exception of a Cheret Shaita V'Katan, what the Mishnah is saying is, Afilu D'Evet Nami Loi, even B'Di'evet, a Cheret Shaita V'Katan are not allowed to Shecht, right? You can give the Cheret Shaita V'Katan a Kazayis. It doesn't matter. He's not allowed to Shecht. And the reason is, Shema Yeshu, Shema like we saw in yesterday's daf, because the Cheresh Shait V'Katan is not going to know how to keep the Halachis L'Moshe Mitzrayim, and three of those five, like Tosfos spoke out in yesterday's daf, you're not going to have any way of determining and knowing whether he did it or didn't do it. It's for that reason it's not going to be okay. When the Mishnah concluded, and the Mishnah said, what's that referring to? So again, this is discussion that mirrors the discussion that the Gemara had in yesterday's daf for Rabbi Barulah. But Aliba da Abaya, what is Vikulan Sheshachtu referring to? Ile Macher Sheit V'Katan. Is it referring to the Cher Sheit V'Katan? And again, that's certainly what it sounds like when you learn the Mishnah. Alakai, it doesn't pass to say the word Vikulan. And the reason is because the last thing that was mentioned was the Cher Sheit V'Katan. And if you want to tell me something else about the Cher Sheit V'Katan, then you shouldn't be saying Vikulan, but rather Ve'im Shachtu Mibaya. Just from a grammatical perspective, what it should say is Ve'im Shachtu. And it doesn't say Ve'im, it says Vikulan. If that's the case, it's not Mashman that it's referring back to the Chereshayt of a Katan. Ella says the Gemara Akuti. Okay, so maybe it's referring to what was Nisraba in the Reish of the Mishnah, and that's the Kuti. Now, if it's referring back to the Kuti, it doesn't work either. You know why? Because Ha'amrit, you said that Kishi Yisrael Oymed Al Gabov Shachet Afilu L'Chatchila. V'kulon Sheshachtu. Sounds like it works b'di'evet. It doesn't sound like it works l'chatchila. The kulan sheshachtu b'di'evet. V'acherim royin oisan, and there were people watching him shchitasin k'sheira again b'di'evet. If it's referring to the kuti, when acherim royin oisan, that's the hakol shoichten part of the Mishnah, then it's kosher even l'chatchila. So you can't tell me that the kulan is referring to the chereshoit of a kut. Who are mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah. Why? Because it shouldn't say the kulan, it should say the im. And you can't even tell me it's referring to the kuti who's mentioned implicitly in the Mishnah, because the halacha is just not true. If acher maroyin oisan, that's when it's mutal b'chatchila. When's it b'di'eved? If there was nobody watching. But if someone's watching, it's even okay l'chatchila. And the Gemara says kasha, which we know in English means I hear. Now it's interesting, if you look in the Rishonim, there's a machlokes Rishonim, how to come out or how to teach what you're supposed to take away from Abaya once the Gemara says kasha, meaning what was Abaya thinking. The Ritva, and that's the way we're going to learn, says that what Abaya held was that the Vikulan is referring to the Chereshayt of a Katan. What was the problem with saying that? The problem was it shouldn't say Vikulan, it should say V'im. On that, the Gemara says, I hear. In other words, no, that's not a good enough reason for Abaya to go ahead and tweak and change his understanding of the Mishnah. It's a good Ha'ara, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, all it is Akasha. In other words, according to Abaya, Hakol Shoichtin, Hakol is coming to be Marba, a Kuti. And the Kuti is allowed to Shech L'Chatchila when does the Yisrael watching him? Ushchitasan K'sheira, again referring to the Kuti, the halacha is that even if Yisrael was not watching, there are times that Shchitasan K'sheira, when is that? To the extent that you give him a little bit of the Basar and he eats from it, then being that the Kutim themselves were trustworthy when it came to the laws of Shchita for themselves, therefore if he eats from it, you'd be allowed to eat from it. Chutz mi-chereshayit v'katan, with the exception of the chereshayit v'katan, they are never allowed to shecht. And the reason is shem yekalkulu eshchitas. And the kulon regarding the chereshayit v'katan, sheshachtu, if they shechted, v'acherin royenoysam, and others were watching, shchitas and ksheira, the shchita is going to be kasher. In other words, according to Abaya, one of the benefits that emerges is that the last part of the Mishnah, v'kulon sheshachtu v'acherin royenoysam, is a little bit more geschmack than it was according to Rabbi Barula. According to Rabbi Barula, the kulan sheshachtu v'achein royin oisan shchitasin ksheira was referring back to the tamei b'muktashin, which when we read the Mishnah, when anybody reads the Mishnah, it's not what it sounds like it's referring to. According to Abaya, it's the kulan sheshachtu v'achein royin oisan shchitasin ksheira is referring to the chereshayit of a katan. The Gemara doesn't like it because it should say the im, not the kulan, but for that, the yishuv is kasha. In other words, I hear it's not perfect, but at the end of the day, we can make it work. It is kedai to mention that Tosfos on the bottom of Daf Beis Amid Beis says that even according to Rabbi Bar Ula, that learned the kulan sheshachtu v'achein royin oisan shchitasin ksheira is referring to the tamei. It's referring to the person that was tamei that was shechting kachim. But avada v'kulan is also referring to the chereshayit v'katan. Tosfos says it based on a Gemara later in the parak, but Tosfos says that the kulon is referring to the chereshayit v'katan and also to the tamei. The point is, being that it's also referring to the tamei, the lashon v'kulon is a better lashon, and therefore we use the word v'kulon and not the word v'im. According to Abaya, it's not referring back to what we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah. It's only referring to the chereshayit v'katan. If that's the case, the lashon v'kulon is imperfect. And Ochinami, the Gemara says, Kasha, Omar Rav. So Rav heard what Abaya said. And he said, V'yotze v'nichnas l'chatchil aloi. Abaya said that when the Mishnah says, Akol Shoichten, it's referring to when there was the Yisrael literally Oymed Al-Gabav. And when it says, Shchitasin Sheira, it's referring to when the Yisrael wasn't Oymed Al-Gabav, even if he was Yotze v'nichnas. But if he's not Oymed Al-Gabav, it's not going to be okay. In other words, Abaya is saying a big chiddush in Hilchas Kashrus, that being Yotze v'nichnas is in and of itself not enough to make it as if we know for sure that this kuti is being watched. I mean, if a kuti sees the yid watching him, he's going to do everything the right way. But if he's only yoytze v'nichnas, no. Familiar with a term called mirsus, right? Apparently, there's no mirsus over here. Yoytze v'nichnas in and of itself is not okay. He has to be literally emil al-gaba. So Rav asked Abaya, how could you say the vatana? And it's a mefurish mishnah. And this mishnah is at the very end of Masechet Avodah Zarah. If somebody had a store, and in his store, he sold wine. This is in the Stam Yenam, the Yayin Nesach Sugis. And he has a guy that works for him. If he leaves the guy there, Yisrael Yoytze v'nichnas, as long as the Yisrael is Yoytze v'nichnas, Mutter, the Allah is your allowed to drink from the wine, you don't have to be concerned that the guy was Menasach the Yayin, Lavoy Dazara. What do you see from here? That the guy is Mirsis, as long as the Yid is Yoytze v'nichnas. How come when it comes to Shechita, the Yisrael has to little be Oymet al Gabav, Yoytze v'nichnas is not enough. Freik Rav, it's Kenegan and Mefurish Mishnah. You see, when it comes to the Allah of Yayin, it's not the way it is. But the Gemara says, Hasa Mik Tani Meniach. Does it say meniach? What does it say? Hameniach tani, the eved. Mishnah doesn't say lechatchila ki bisoymech on yoytze v'nichnas. Hameniach oivek rechavim b'chanusoy. V'Yisrael yoytze v'nichnas. It doesn't say maniach oivek rechavim b'chanusoy. V'Yisrael yoytze v'nichnas. Faker, it sounds like it's not something you could do lechatchila. Aren't Mishnah hakol shoychten is referring to lechatchila? Lechatchila yoytze v'nichnas is not okay. In fact, that Mishnah is even mashma that way. But the Gemara says no. Elamei hacha. The kasha was from a different mishnah. This mishnah is also in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, in the sugis that deal with yayin nesach. A shomer does not have to sit and watch the wine the entire time. As long as he's yoytze v'nichnas, that in and of itself is going to be okay. And here it's for sure lechatchila. Even l'chatchila, you don't have to do that. Ella, it's okay to be a yoytze v'nichnas. So Rava told Abaya, how can you tell me yoytze v'nichnas is not enough? Yisrael emet al gabav. For the kuti, you see mefurish from the Mishnah Masechtas Avodah Zarah that yoytze v'nichnas is enough. Ella, my Rava, because of this kasha, from the fact that Rava proved from the Mishnah in the end of Avodah Zarah that being yoytze v'nichnas is in and of itself okay, so Rava said that you can't learn the Mishnah the way Abaya learned the Mishnah. Rather, we have to learn a little bit differently. Now, Rava, as we're going to see, is going to learn the Mishnah differently than Abaya, but the only difference is going to be this prat. Whereas, according to Abaya, it's not mutar lechatchila for the kuti to shecht if there's a Yisrael that's only yoytze v'nichnas. According to Rava, it's going to be mutar lechatchila for the kuti to shecht as long as the Yisrael is yoytze v'nichnas. But in terms of the basic gist of how Rav is going to be mefarish the Mishnah, he's actually going to be mefarish the Mishnah exactly like Abaya. So as much as this is going to be the third teretz of the Gemara, from a Havana perspective, it's literally Abaya's teretz, albeit with that tweak, which by the way is not even so negeya the cheshbon of the Gemara. It's negeya the halacha, but it's not even so negeya the cheshbon of the Gemara. So let's see. Ella, my Rav said, Hachitani, this is the way you learn the Mishnah. Hakol Sheikhtin. The word akol is coming to be marba. What's it coming to be marba? Vafilu kuti. Bamedvar mamurim. When is that true? Kishi Yisrael Yosef Nichnas. If Yisrael Yosef Nichnas, this is Rava's shita. This is the whole chiddush of Rava that the kuti is allowed to shach lechatchil as long as Yisrael Yosef Nichnas. Avo ba umasay shach sheshachat. But let's say the yid would come and he saw that the kuti just shechted. Then you can't just go ahead and eat it. What can you do? You can cut a kizayis basar nicely and give it to him. Ach, if the kuti goes ahead and eats it, mutter, then it's okay for you to eat it. Lachem shchitasi. Lo yachlev, he didn't eat it. Also lachem shchitasi. It's not going to be okay. Chutz b'cher shayt v'katan. This is all true, even for a kuti. But as it relates to a cher shayt v'katan, dafilu di'evet nami lo. Even with the evidence, it's not okay. Shem yishu v'shem yidrusu v'shem yachlidu. Because we're concerned that he might not get the shchita right. V'kulan sucked him. Gemara, that the last line of the Mishnah that said v'kulan sheshachtu v'acherin royin noisan shchitasin ksheru, what's that referring to? Is referring to the cher shayt v'katan alakai. That was the last thing mentioned in the Mishnah. And if that's the case, v'im shachtu mibayle. Why does it say v'kulan sheshachtu, which is v'im shachtu? Ela akuti. It's referring back to the kuti. Ha'amrit afilu yoytze v'nichna shach lechatchilo. How could you tell me v'acherin royin noisai that it's only mutter b'dievet? If acher na roya noisai, it's mutar lechatchila. Oh, and by the way, this kash is even better, Alibi the Rava. Because according to Rava, you don't even have to be acher na roya noisai. Even if you're only yoytze v'nichnas, it's going to be mutar lechatchila. So how are you going to learn the v'kulan? And the Gemara gives the same exact teretz that it said Alibi the Abaya, which is, I hear in the vernacular kasha. I hear. saying good. Akashu. But the bottom line is, Rav is mahalach in the Mishnah is kemat identical to Abaye's mahalach in the Mishnah. Hakol shoich din hakol's coming to be marba akuti. And akuti sometimes allowed a shech lechatchila. When? If acher in aroi noisai, or even if a Yisrael is yaitzev nechtas. Ushchitasan ksheira, even if a Yid was not watching. Or if a Yid wasn't even yaitzev nechtas. Bidi evet, if the kuti himself ends up eating a kezayas, that's going to be okay. Chutz b'cher shayit v'katan shavim chalkos shchitasan, they're never allowed a shech. V'kulon sheshach I hear we're going with the Ritva's Mahalach in the Sugya. What does that mean? It's Tak referring to Chereshayit V'katan. Ah, it says V'kulon, it should have said V'im. That's where the I hear comes in. Either way. Fourth Mahalach in the Gemara. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi said Hachiktani. Let me tell you what's going on in this Mishnah. Hakol Shoichten, you want to know what Hakol's coming to be Marba? V'afilu Yisrael Mumar. It's coming to be Marba, even Yisrael Mumar. Now, the Indian of a Yisrael Mumar is also, if you know, you know, a sugya arucha that's primarily featured in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin. So we're going to see a lot more about the Kutin in the next few days, and a lot more about Mumars in the next few days. Now, we gave the brief introduction, super brief introduction to who the Kutin are. What's a Mumar? A Mumar is somebody that is becheskas, that he violates principles in the Torah. So you could be a mumr l'davar echad, and that davar echad could be any one of the 613 mitzvahs, or somebody could be a mumr l'kalatayra kula. There's certain mumrs where even if they're mumr l'davar echad, they could be treated in halacha like a mumr l'kalatayra kula. For example, if someone's a mumr l'chal shabbos befarhesia, v'advar matikin, or if someone's a mumr l'avoydazara, that too can sometimes take on a life of its own. Additionally, there are people that are mumers lahachas. They're a mumer mamish lahachas. They want to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. And then there are people that are mumer l'teyoven. No, they wish to serve Hashem, but they're balei taiva, and their taiva gets the better of them. We're put in this world for the struggle, and some people win, some people lose. The bottom line is, Rav Ashi said that when the Mishnah said Hakoil, you want to know what's being nisraba. What's being nisraba is the mumer. Okay, says Rav Ashi, Hakol Shoichten Lechatchila is even the Yisrael Mumar. Says the Gemara Mumar Lamai, the word Mumar is a very open-ended word, like we just said. What exactly do we mean? So the Gemara says, Lechol Neveilois L'Teyafa. Even if the person is a Mumar Lechol Neveilois, hear what's going on? He's a Mumar for this Inyan Mamish, L'Teyafa. However, he's only a Mumar L'Teyafa, meaning he's a Mumar to the extent that he's going to profit, he's going to benefit somewhat off it. It's not like he's a Mumar to eat nevelas because he wants to anger Hashem. Ukederava, and Rav Ashi's pshat of the Mishnah is really based on something Rav said. Amar Rav, Rav said, Yisrael mumar oich nevelas l'teyavin. If there's Yisrael mumar, that's oich nevelas l'teyavin. Boy, the exact menosin loy. You could check the knife for him, give it to him. Umutalach l'mishchitasai, and you'll be allowed to eat from his shchita. Meaning, if you go and you check the sakin and you give it to the mumur oichel neveilos l'teyavin, and you want to eat from his shechita, it's going to be okay. The reason is because this person is taka mumur to be oichel neveilos, but it's only l'teyavin. He's not just going to recklessly go and not do a proper shechita. If he has something to benefit, he will. Now, an example of benefiting would be if he has to check the sakin. He's lazy, and he's not interested in going and taking the time to check the sakin. So that's like an example of something that you would have to make sure that he's not tested with. But said Rav, as long as you buy the sakin, at this point, I don't see why he wouldn't do a proper shechita. Is a mummer oichel nevelas, it's only the teyavin. Being that it's only teyavin, mutalach l'mishchitasit. Now Rashi speaks out, if you'd be a mummer lahachis, then it wouldn't be okay. Because you could be boidik the sakin at the end of the day, when you're not looking, he'll do shia for a second, or he'll do a little chalada when you're not noticing, and as a result, he's going to end up purposely creating an issue. But being that he's only a mummer oichel nevelas at teyavin, you don't have to be concerned that he's going to do that. Boydik sakin, I hear, as long as you check off that box, you address that, it's going to be fine. Avaloy badak finasan loy, but let's say you weren't boydik. Loy yishchait, then you can't let him shecht. V'im shachat, let's say he shechted, boydik sakin e'achrav. Then you have an eitzah b'di'evit, you can go check the sakin after the shechit. Nimsa sakin e'yafa, if you look at the sakin, you see that it looks good, mutalach m'shechitasai, then you'd be allowed to eat from the shechita. V'im lav, and if not, also lachal m'shechitasai, you would not be allowed to eat from the shechita. So Rav Ashi says, how do you make sense of the First line of the Mishnah. Hakol Shoichtin L'chadchilo Shchitasin G'sher B'di'evet. Hakol Shoichtin is coming to include the Mumer Oichol Nevelois L'teyafin. He can shech L'chadchilo only if you check the sakin and you gave it to him. Let's say you didn't check the sakin, but the evet it's kosher only if you check it after the fact. So hakol shoichtin, if you checked it, ushchitasin shera, as long as you baidik after the fact. How does the hemshech of the Mishnah continue? Chutz micher shayt v'katan. Mishnah continued and said, with the exception of the cher shayt v'katan, da'afil di'evet nami loy, even but di'evet a cher shayt v'katan, shechita is not okay. Shema yishu, shema yidrusu, v'shema yachlidu, because we're afraid maybe the shechita wasn't done good. V'kulon, says the Gemara, the last line of the Mishnah that we tried making sense of according to Rabbi Barula, by Barava, how's it going to work? I'll be the Rav Ashi. V'kulon, sheshachtu, ahai, what's that referring to? Ilema cher shayt v'katan, isn't it going back to cher shayt v'katan alakoi? We just finished mentioning the Cheresh Ayit of a Katan. And if that's the case, then the appropriate grammar would not be V'kulon Sheshachtu, but rather V'im Shachtu Miboyle. It should say V'im Ela Yisrael Mumer. Must be, it's referring back to the beginning of the Mishnah. What's the beginning of the Mishnah? Hakoyel, what was it, Marba? It was Marba the Yisrael Mumer. Now, says the Gemara, Ida Badik Sakin V'Nasan Loi. If the case is talking about where he was Baidik the Sakin before the Mumer went ahead and shechted, well, Ha'amrit Sheikh L'Chatchila. And what's the kasha? Why do you need a cherim royan oisai? And even then, its mashmat only works by the evet to the extent that you check the sakin, he is allowed to go and shech lechatchila. Velo deloy badak. The case must be talking about where you weren't biting it. And what are we saying? That even if you aren't biting it, as long as people are watching, it's going to be good. But the Gemara says, why should it be good if people are watching? What are you worried about? You worried that the sakin might not be beduka. Idi isi l'sakin, says the Gemara, if the sakin is here, live the kehashta. You should just be biting it now. Idi lesna l'sakin, and if the sakin is not here, keachirin royin oise mayhava. Who cares that people are watching? Dilma b'sakin, peguma shachit. Again, we're not worried that he's botching up in one of the halachas and moshim he's seen that because he has no benefit in doing that. The only time we're worried he's gonna do something wrong is if he stands to gain. The only thing we could think of him standing to gain is he's lazy and he's not interested in checking the sakin. Well, you watching him do the shechita doesn't in any way, shape, or form prove to you that he taka checked the sakin. So if that's the case, how do you understand the v'kulon? Again, if it's going back in the cheresh shechita v'katan, you shouldn't say the word v'kulon. Elamite's referring to the beginning of the Mishnah. If it's referring to where you check the sakin, then even l'chatchila is a ladder check. Even if you're not watching, so it can't be that. Elamite told me, well, you didn't check the sakin. Who cares? Achem, we're Ryan Oyster. The only thing that matters is right now, could you check the sakin or could you not check the sakin? How exactly could Achem, Ryan Oyster help us? And the Gemara here too answers the same way it answered Alibi da Abaye Verov, and that is Kasha, which again in English means I hear. And what's the Mahalach? The Ritva. Ritva says that Ravashi is going to learn the way Abaye and Rava learned, and that is that the Kulon is referring to the Cheresh Shoita and the Katan. And again, like we spoke out from Tosfos, really, even according to Rabbi Barula, the Kulon is referring to the Cheresh Shoita of the Katan. Just according to Rabbi Barula, it's also referring to what was Nisraba from Hakoil, and that is the Tame. Aliba da Abaya, Rav and Ravashi, it's only referring to the Cheresh Shoita of the Katan. If that's the case, it shouldn't have said the Kulon, it should have said Ve'im. And the Gemara says, Anichinami, it's a good Kasha, but all it is a Kasha. Meaning, it's not a Tiufta, it's not a checkmate, it's an I hear. Ravino. Says the Gemara, is the fifth Mahalach in the Mishnah. And as we'll see, by the way, Ravina is also going to be the sixth Mahalach in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to bring now two versions of Ravina that are going to be the last two Mahalchim and how to understand the Mishnah. Ravina said, Hachitani, let me tell you, you're supposed to read the Mishnah. When it says, Hakol Shoichdin, you know what Hakol is coming to be? Marba, Hakol Mumchin. It's coming to be Marba, even a Mumcha. Now you need a word hakel to be marba a mumcha. If the mumcha, he's the professional, is not included, well then who is included? So Ravina explains hakel mumchin shoichtin, meaning mumchin va'afal pisha in muchsaken. That if somebody's a mumcha, mumcha means he's proficient in the laws of shechita, even if he is not becheskas, he's not, as far as we know, a shoichet that is in the geschäft that he's constantly doing this. You know, he has the certificate hanging on his wall, but he never got dirty, right? Kamashmalan Hakoil, that as long as he's a mumcha, even if he's not a muchzik, then in of itself would be okay. Abba Medvar Mamurim, when is that true? That lichatchila a mumcha that's not a muchzik, Salatashach, that's sheyoidin boy, sheyadeh lemi hilchashchita. That's if we know that he knows hilchashchita. Avlein yoidin boy, sheyadeh lemi hilchashchita. But if we don't know for sure that he knows hilchashchita, meaning he's a yoira, then it's okay. But if we don't know that he's a yoira, lo yishchait, he's not Salatashach. The im shachat, let's say he went ahead and he shechted any. Anyways, so he didn't have the yairi, he didn't have the certificate. He went ahead and he shechted. Well, in Beit Kenaisa, you could always give him a fair after the fact. If he knows hilchashchita right now, mutalachem l'shchitase. Meaning, even though you didn't know it beforehand, that's why he wasn't supposed to shecht beforehand, but l'maisa, you could always do it after the fact. So if it turns out that he knows it, then you're allowed to eat. And if not, asalachem l'shchitase, then you would not be allowed to eat. So according to Ravina, version 1.0. Hakol sheichten u'shchitasin k'sheira, is it l'chatchil or is it b'di'eved? The answer is, Hakol is coming to be marba u'mumcha afal pisha inoy muchzik. If he got the faher already, and we yoydin oisai, we know that he knows hilchashchita, then Hakol sheichten l'chatchil. If he didn't get the faher, he's not allowed to shecht. Can only shecht if he took the faher. If, however, he shechted and you fahered him after the fact, well, then b'di'eved, it's going to be okay. What's the hemshach of the Mishnah? Chutz b'cher shayit v'kan. Mishnah continues and says that this is all good for someone that's a mumcha, but when it comes to a cheresh shayit v'katan, a person like that, doesn't matter who, what, when, and where, da'afil d'yevet nami loy. Even the yevet is not going to be okay. And the reason is, again, shemi yishu, shemi yidrasu, v'shemi yachlidu. Says the Gemara, v'kulan sheshachtu ahay. According to Ravina, how do you read the hemshech of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, ile ma cheresh shayit v'katan. I think we get the gist of it by now. Halakai. If it's referring to the cheresh shayit v'katan, I mean, that's the last thing that was mentioned in the Mishnah. So the imshach, it shouldn't say the kulan sheshachtu. Rather, what it should say is meim shachtu el ashein mumchin elamai. It's referring to someone that was not a mumcha, right? The person that was not a mumcha, that person was not allowed to shecht lechatchila. There was a b'di'evediga option, but that person who was not allowed to shecht, maybe that's what the Mishnah means. That as long as people were watching him, it's going to be okay. But the Gemara says, "Bebeit kenoi say sagi." For him to be okay b'di'eved, you don't need to find people that saw him do the shechita. Faher him, that in and of itself would be okay. The Gemara says it's true, that would be okay. But the leisa l'kamad to live the kei hachab ma'yaskinon, where there was nobody here to, or he wasn't here, for us to be able to be baidakim. He got on the next plane, so he's not in town anymore, and he left us here with a lot of meat, and we're trying to figure out, can we eat it or not? As long as there were people that watched him, and they said that we saw him do this, and everything was okay, well, then it's going to be fine. So, enochinami, really, for the bidiyevedika option to work, you don't need a chen royinoisai. A bidika in and of itself would be fine. Just give him a faher, faher menul cheshchita. But he's not here, you can't faher him. So as long as people say, yeah, we saw and he did it mamish exactly the way it's supposed to be, that in of itself is going to be okay. So Ravina's first pshat is the fifth pshat in the Gemara. And by the way, one of the things that Ravina was able to accomplish that Abaye, Rav, and Rav Ashi were not able to accomplish, you have to go back to yesterday's daf, Rabbi Barula, to find someone who was successful at this, and that is to explain the last line of the Mishnah. V'kulan sheshachtu, you don't have to say it's referring only to the Chereshayit V'katan. And by the way, Toysus Ha'aron Abeis Amabeis would be true here as well. Avada, according to Ravina, V'kulan is referring to the Chereshayit V'katan. Achein Royin Oysan, it's going to be okay. But you don't have to say that it's only referring to the Chereshayit V'katan, hence the word V'kulan is a better word. It's actually referring to everything mentioned in the Mishnah. It's mentioned to what's in this, it's referring to what's in this rabbi from Akoil, and that is someone that's not a mumcha. Additionally, it's also including in it the chereshayit v'katan, Ravina's second pshat, which is the sixth pshat in the Gemara. Ikad Amri, some say, Ravina Amar, Ravina said, Hachiktani. Let me tell you how you're supposed to learn the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Hakol Shoichtin, what the Mishnah means to say, Hakol Muchsokin Shoichtin, any person that's a Muchsik is allowed a Shecht. So what does it mean, a Muchsik? Somebody that Shechts, someone that's a Shoichtin. This is what he does. 9 to 5, this is what he does. So if someone's a Muchsik, allowed a Shecht, and Muchsokin Afal Pisha Ein Mumch, someone that's a Muchsik is allowed a Shecht, even if he's not a mumcha. And the reason is because if he's a muchzik, then we assume that he's also a mumcha. But medvarim amurim, when is that true? Sheshachalif aneinu beiz v'gamul pamim, v'loin nesalif. It's only if he's taka muchzik, meaning he shechted two or three times. Why two or three? Could be machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, whether chazaka is established when something happens twice, or whether chazaka is something that happens, is established when something happens three times. But the bottom line is, if he shechted two or three times and he didn't chalish, so it seems like this is like one of the big concerns we have. A person can know hilchas shechita from today till tomorrow, but to the extent that he never really dealt with the blood, you don't know if he's going to have the ability to be able to handle it, right? It's not meant for the faint of heart. It's not meant for everybody. So if we see that he did this two or three times, and loy nisalif. By the way, what would happen if he was nisalif? What's the end of the world? Well, number one, Shia, right? You have to do this really fast. So if he passes out and then they revive him and a half hour later he finishes the shechita, he violated Shia, right? So just for starters, this is so nuanced, this process, that if he blacks out even for a second, this can throw the whole thing off. So okay, when is this true? That's if he shechted in front of us two or three times. So we know for sure he's a muchzik. But let's say he's not muchzik, meaning he drezich maybe by the shechtim, but we didn't see him shech two or three times to know for sure that he has this down pack. Lo yishchait, he's not let a shech. Shem yisalef, because we're concerned that again, he might pass out. Let's say he shechted. And he said, I'm telling you, I was conscious through and through. I didn't pay. I would know if I passed out. Shechita's like shere, but the evid, the shechita is going to be kosher. So what's Ravina's second mahalach in the first line of the Mishnah? Hakol shechtin is referring to muchzakim. Afal pi she'enon mumchen. That person can shech lechatchila. You don't have to know he's a mumcha. You can allow him to shech lechatchila, because if he's a muchzik, he's probably a mumcha as well. You could be seimech on a chazaka. If, however, as far as we know, he's not muchzik, then he's not allowed to shech lechatchila. By the way, it sounds like even if he's a mumcha, but if we don't know that he's muchzik, we're concerned that he might chalish. If he says, however, loy nesalafti, shchitasek sheira, it's going to be kosher b'dieved. Chutz, the Mishnah continued and said, mecheresh oitav akadon, tafil d'eved nami loy. Even if the eved, it's not going to be okay. Why? Shema yeshu, shema yidrus, v'shema yachlid. Zok to Gemara, v'kulon sheshachtu ahai. As relates to the last line of the Mishnah, according to Ravina Sekim Shad, what's v'kulon referring back to? Ile mecheresh oitav akadon. Is it referring to cheresh oitav akadon ala koi? That was the last thing mentioned in the Mishnah. And if that's the case, why does it say v'kulon sheshachtu v'im shachtu mibayalei? Ela she'en muchzak. Maybe it's referring to someone that's not a muchzik, right? To the extent that he's not a muchzik, we said he's not let a shech. He's a lot of shecht. So what you're saying is, it's going to be okay. Right? It can't be talking about where he's mochzik, because if he's mochzik, he's a lot of shecht lechatchila. Elamite's talking about where he was not mochzik. But va'amrit barili sagi. You don't need achen roinoy. So as long as he's a barili, that in of itself is going to be okay. Just ask him. And if he says, I didn't pass out, we'll take him at his word. It's talking about where he wasn't here. He wasn't here, therefore you can ask him. There is an option, even if you can't ask him. Meaning, the Mishnah said, b'dieved, if you ask him, it's going to be fine. Well, what happens if he's not here to ask him? That too, that in and of itself, would be okay. That concludes Ravina's second pshat, and really that concludes the six pshatim that the Gemara gives in terms of understanding the Mishnah, which again began with reconciling the two opening verses of the Mishnah. Hakol shechtin u'shchitasim kshera. But as we saw, what evolved was really a completely different understanding of not just the opening line of the Mishnah, but even the hemshach, specifically the kulan sheshachtu v'achein royin oisnan shchitasim kshera. So we have to do the sikum now. Not at the end of the daf. Now, before we see the cheshbonus that the Gemara is going to make, which is the very, very last leg of this sugya. So again, the Mishnah began, Akol Shoichten, Ushchitasen Ksheira. The Gemara said there seems to be an obvious contradiction. Akol Shoichten sounds like whoever's being the Sraba from Akol is allowed to shach lechatchilo. Ushchitasen Ksheira sounds like that person's only allowed to shach b'dievet. So which one is? So the first mahalach in the sugya was Rabba Barula. Rabba Barula said, Akol Shoichten, the word Akol is coming to me, Marba, even someone that's Tame. Okay, could a Tame shach lechatchilo b'dievet? Well, it depends. If he's shechting chulin, even chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh, that's hakol shechting lechatchila. If it's kachim, shchitas and kshera, it's only going to be kosher b'di evet. When the Mishnah said, Chutz mi'cheres shoytev katan shem yikalklu eshchitasan, that means that a cheres shoytev katan, being that we're concerned, shem yishu, we're concerned that they are going to violate the halacha is l'moshe mi'sinai. It's for that reason, even if they're tahirin, and even if it's chulin, talach is, they're always going to be excluded. When the Mishnah concluded and said, "V'kulin sheshachtu v'achirin royin oisan shchitasan kshera," it's referring to the cheres shaytev katan. But you want to know why we use the word v'kulin? Because it's referring back to the beginning of the Mishnah as well. It's really v'kulin. It's referring to everything in the Mishnah, and that is that even a tameh ben muktashin who lichatchila is not let a shecht, but if achirin were a royin oisan, in that instance shchitasan is going to be kosher. The second malach in the Gemara was Abaye. Abaye said that akol shoichtin is coming to be marba, not a tameh, but akol shoichtin is coming to be marba a kuti. Abaye is of the opinion that the kutim were geri emes. He was also of the opinion that the kutim, even though their Messiah was not okay, but at the same time, they actually observed for themselves the laws of Shechita. And said Abaye, what the Mishnah is saying is, HaKol Shechitin, a Kuti is allowed to Shech L'chatchila as long as the Yisrael is watching him. So as long as the Yid is watching him, that loch is, it's going to be okay. U'Shechitasan Ksher, if the Yisrael was not watching him, even if the Yisrael was being Yoytzev and Nichnas, well then L'chatchila it's not fine. But b'di'evet, it could be fine. How so? To the extent that he eats a little bit of it, it's going to be okay. And the reason is because we're not concerned that the kuti doesn't know hashchita. We know he knows hashchita. And to the extent that the kuti is going to eat from it, he even observes the laws of hashchita. We just are concerned that the kuti doesn't care about lifnei ivel esita michshol. Our understanding of lifnei ivel esita michshol is not something that the kuti subscribes to. It's for that reason you can trust him if you see that what he's doing is okay, or if he eats from it. So lechatchila, if you're watching, that's going to be fine. If you're not watching, it's not okay lechatchila. But b'di'evet, if he eats from it, that's going to be fine. By the way, something you see, Aliba d'Abaya, is that even though b'di'evet, it's okay if he goes ahead and he eats from it, but you can't be soymich on that lechatchila. You can't say, kuti, go ahead and shech, then I'm going to give you a little something afterwards, and as long as you're going to eat from it, it's going to be fine. It's only something you're allowed to work with b'di'evet. But the bottom line is, that's what the Mishnah means when it says Shechitasan Ksheira. When the Mishnah continued and said, V'kulon sheshachtu v'achirin roi noisan Shechitasan Ksheira, according to Abaye, it has to be referring to Cheres Shoytev HaKatan. And the reason is, because to the extent that it's referring back to the beginning of the Mishnah, and that is the Kuti, well, if achirin roi noisan, it's not Shechitasan Ksheira, but the Yevet, you'd be allowed to Shech L'chatchila. And the Gemara didn't love that, because the Gemara said, if it's referring to the Cheres Shoytev HaKatan, then why does it say Vikulon? And the Gemara said Kasha, which means, I hear, it's not so Gishmak. But the bottom line is, that's the only Eitz. Rava learned almost exactly the way Abaye learned. The only difference is, whereas according to Abaye, HaKol Shoychten is only if the Yisrael is literally Oymed Al Gabav, but if he's Yoytzev and Nichnas, that falls into the Shechitasan Ksheira part of the Mishnah. According to Rava, if the Yisrael is Yoytzev and Nichnas, that's included in HaKol Shoychten. And Rava had a Raya, which in his mind was a big Kasha on Abaye from the Mishnah. In Masech Tzavei Dezor, we see in the sugis of Yayin Nechsech that Yoytzev and Nichnas is the equivalent thereof of to literally being Oymed Al Gabav. Rav Ashi was the fourth pshar. Rav Ashi said that when the Mishnah says Akol Shoichten, it's coming to be Marba, not a Tomei like Rabbi Barula, not a Kuti like Abaye and Rava, but rather it's coming to be Marba, a Mumer. Specifically, a Mumer Oichel Neveilois Litiyavin. And what the Mishnah is saying is, Akol Shoichten, to the extent that you're Boydik the Sakin before you give it to the Mumer Oichel Neveilois Litiyavin, he's a lad. Because he's not a mumalahachis, he's not looking bedavka to mess things up. If he has a reason to not do it right, then he will not do it right. To be baidik the sakin is the only reason we can come up with. So as long as you check the sakin, then lechatchila would be allowed to shecht. In the event that you weren't baidik the sakin, well, you could always be baidik the sakin after the fact. That would also be fine. By the way, here too, you see, you can't let the mumer oichel neveils l'tiyoving lechatchila shecht on the smach that you're going to be baidik the sakin afterwards. You would have to be baidik it first in order for it to be mutal lechatchila. But the bottom line is, that's the eitzah of shechitasan ksheira. When the Mishnah concluded and said, "V'kulin sheshachtu v'achirin roi noisan shchitasan ksheira," the Mishnah said that according to Rav Ashi, like according to Abaye v'Rava, it has to be referring back to the cheres shoytev katan. And the reason is because if it's referring to the mummer, who cares that achirin roi noisan? The only thing that matters is was the sakin checked or was it not checked? L'chatchila, if you check the sakin, he can go ahead and do it. And b'di'evet, you could always check it after the fact. But achein royin oison, without checking the sakin means nothing. And if you check the sakin, then that's all that matters. So what does achein royin oison have to do with anything? Must be that that line of the Mishnah is referring to cheresh ayde v'katzon, which is not kishmak, because why did it say v'kulon, it should say v'im? And you have to say the same thing that the Gemara said, kasha, meaning, no, I hear. But at the end of the day, that doichik that emerged, according to Abaye v'Rava, emerged according to Rav Ashi as well. The fifth, and really the sixth pshatim, were presented by Ravina, very similar, albeit with one knage different. In the fifth pshat, Ravina said that when the Mishnah says akol shoichten, what it means is mumchim afal pisha enim muchsakim. That's a chiddush. You would have thought that in order to be able to shach l'chatchila, it's not enough, you know, hilcha shchita. You have to have operated in the field, right? We saw there's a chashi, might chalish, right? Kamash b'lon, no. Hakol shoichten. If someone is a mumcha, he's allowed to go ahead and he's allowed to shecht l'chatchila. But only if he's a mumcha. What does the shechitas and kshera mean? In the event that you didn't faherim before the shechita, as long as you faherim after the shechita, that's going to be okay. And again, here too, you see, you can't say shecht and I'll faher you afterwards and we'll determine whether or not we're going to eat it. The only time you could shecht l'chatchila is if you gave him the faher. If you didn't give him the faher, he's not allowed to shecht l'chatchila, but b'di'evet, after he shechted, that in and of itself is going to be okay. The Gemara said that according to Ravina, when the Mishnah fears ois and says, v'kulon sheshachtu v'acherim royin oisan shechitasan kshera, that line of the Mishnah does not have to be referring exclusively to the Cheresh Ayde V'Katan, but it could be going back to the person that you didn't shecht before, where b'di'evet it's okay if you do the bedika, right? You faherim after the fact. Or b'hachav mayaskino, where he's not here. If acherim royin oisan, and they say everything looked good to us, then that's going to be okay. And this is a revach that Ravina has in his first pshat, like Rabbi Barabula, where you don't have to say kasha on the v'kulon. No, because the v'kulon, although it's referring to the cheresh ayde v'katan, but it's referring to the first part of the mishnah as well. And finally, Ravina's second pshat was almost identical pshat, but the hakol is not coming to be marba mumchin afal pisha enon muchsakin, but it's muchsakin afal pisha enon mumchin. You would have thought that maybe you have to be a muchzik and a mumcha. Kamash one, if you're a muchzik, even if you didn't take the faher, we assume that you probably got it right. But what if, as far as we know, you never did it two or three times in front of us to know for sure that you don't pass out? Then b'di'evet, if you say barili, it's going to be okay. If you're not around, then v'kulon sheshachtu v'acherim royin oisan shechitasan kshera, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So again, that's the longer recap. The shorter recap, and then we're diving right in. The shorter recap is, according to Rabbi Barula, HaKoyl is coming to be Marba Tomei. According to Abaye and Rava, HaKoyl is coming to be Marba Kutin. According to Rav Ashi, HaKoyl is coming to be Marba a Mumra Eichel Neveil Sotayob. And according to Ravina, it's coming to be Marba either a Mumcha Afal Pisha in a Muchzik or a Muchzik Afal Pisha in a Mumcha. Another, the last line of the Mishnah, V'kulon sheshachtu v'achein royin noisan shechitasan kshera. According to Rabbi Bar Ula, it's referring to everything in the Mishnah. The Cheresh Ayde V'Katan and also the Tameh. According to Ravina, both pshatim is referring to everything in the Mishnah. The Cheresh Ayde V'Katan and the Mumcha Afal Bishayin and Muchzik, the Muchzik Afal Bishayin and Mumcha. According to Abaye, Rav and Rav Ashi, those pshatim, it's only referring to the Cheresh Ayde V'Katan, which was a little bit of a b'di'evet, ad kidei kach, that the Gemara even said kasha, meaning attack it bothers the Gemara. It's like a little bit imbakveint, a little bit not gishmak. Either way, zok the Gemara. So now we're going to have to try to figure out why each one of these Amayram didn't learn like the other Amayram. Zok the Gemara. Ravina v'Rabbi Bar Ula. Ravina and Rabbi Bar Ula. Kabaya v'Rav v'Rav Ashi loyamri. Ravina and Rabbi Bar Ula didn't learn like Abaye, Rav, and Rav Ashi. We should be able to get this all bal peh. Come on. They don't want to learn like Abaye, Rav, and Rav Ashi. Why not? What was the deficiency in Abaye, Rav, and Rav Ashi's pshat? We went through this many times. Bedafka. To make this flow very smoothly, it's Mishnah, the Kashalu V'Kulon. Because at the end of the day, there was a big Daichik. The V'Kulon was a Daichik. So it's Pasha why Rabbi Bar Ula and Ravina would not have learned like Abaya, Rav, and Rav Ashi. Kulu K'Rabbi Bar Ula Yam. It's also Pasha why the Chevra didn't want to learn like Rabbi Bar Ula. You know why? The Gemara says like this. If you remember, the Gemara asked the Kashin yesterday's daf. According to Rabbi Bar Ula, why does the Mishnah have to tell me the halach of a Tomei bin Muktashin? I know the halacha of Tamei b'Mukdashin already from the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim and the Gemara Tuma Halchim. Either the Mishnah over there was Iker and here we're mentioning B'derech Agav, or the Mishnah over here was Iker and mentioning over there B'derech Agav. So the Gemara says like this, Lach, Lishon the Amrit Hasam Iker, according to the Lishon that says that over there the Mishnah in Zvachim was the Iker Mishnah. The Hocha, and over there, Lachlish the Amrit, I'm sorry, Hocha Iker, that this is the Iker, Adar Rabba, Hasam Iker, the Bekachim Koi. If you hold that the only way to explain why the Mishnah would have repeated itself is because Hocha Iker, and there it's mentioned Midarech Agav, it's so obvious why the Amiram didn't want to buy that. How could you tell me that this is the Iker place to mention the halacha of Tamei b'Mukdashim? It's for sure in that Mishnah Masechta Zvachim. Okay, but Lachlish the Amrit Hasam Iker, but according to the Eitzah, that maybe you're right. The Mishnah Zvachim is the Iker. Aber v'hach over here, I did the Tana Tamei b'Chulin, Tana Nami Tamei b'Mukdashim, and this is only being mentioned b'Derech Agav, because being that we mentioned Tamei b'Chulin, so we're also mentioning Tamei b'Mukdashim. Tainas the Gemara Tamei b'Chulin Gufei Loi Itzderech Lei. You're telling me that you're only mentioning Tamei b'Mukdashim. Agav Tamei b'Chulin, even Tamei b'Chulin, those Amiram may be held, did not have to be mentioned, and you know why? Because really, it's so obvious that Tamei is a ladder Shecht Chulin. What did the Gemara say? What's the Chiddush? Because we're dealing with Tamei, or Chulin Shenasu Atayrus HaKoydesh. And Kosovar Chulin Shenasu Atayrus HaKoydesh is Kekoydesh Tamei. Well, all these Amiram may be held Chulin Shenasu Atayrus HaKoydesh Lav Kekoydesh Damu. And if they hold Chulin Shenasu Atayrus HaKoydesh is Lav Kekoydesh Damu, so then it's poshet, it's a geshmak. Why, according to them, it doesn't make sense that our mission is referring to Tamei. Again, to tell me Hocha Iker, I'm not buying that. Hasam Iker. Elamai, it's being mentioned B'derech Agav. Oh, it's being mentioned B'derech Agav. Agav what? Agav Tamei b'chulin? Tamei b'chulin's poshet. It's only a chiddush if chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh is kekodesh damu. But they hold chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh is not kekodesh damu. As a result, it's poshet why they didn't want to learn like Rabbi Bar Ula. Kuravinu lo yamri. The Gemara says it's also obvious, I think, why the Amira maybe wouldn't have held like Ravina. Lach lishon da amar mumchin in she'im mumchin lo. According to the lishon that held that HaKadosh is coming to be marba what? It's coming to be marba someone that is not a mumcha. Well, if that's the case, Roiv Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Heim. Meaning, Muchsakin Afo Bishen Mumchen. That's what's going on in the Mishnah. If someone's a muchsik, even if, as far as we know, he's not a mumcha, for sure he's allowed a shachta chatchila. Because most people, shaykhtim, usually know hilcha shchita. And if that's the case, it's going to be okay. And according to the lisha that says that what's going on is, we know he's a mumcha, we just don't know if he's a muchsik. And what's the concern? The concern is, maybe he's chalish, and that's why we don't want to let him do l'chatchila, but the ever, if he tells me barili, says the gemara, la'lufi lo'y chashina. We're not chayish la'lufi. So that would be the reason why maybe nobody wanted to learn like Ravina. So now the Gemara says like this. Why Ravina and Rabbi Bar Ula didn't want to learn like Abaye Rav and Ravashi? That's because of the Kasha. Why nobody wanted to learn like Rabbi Bar Ula? Because why do you have Tamei Dalach of Tamei? Als Tamei b'Mukdashim, that the main place is in Zvachim. Elamai, because you wanted to tell me Tamei b'Chulin and Agav, you mentioned me Tamei b'Mukdashim. Chulin Shnas Atayrus HaKodesh is not Kodesh Tamei. He says no Chiddush over there either. So Rabbi Bar Ula is out. Ravina, both Mahalchim of Ravina, we don't really understand. To me, if someone's a Muchzik, we assume he's a Mumcha, and if someone's a Mumcha, we assume he's a Muchzik. So you don't need to be Marba Muchzik Avol Bishen a Mumcha, Mumcha Avol Bishen a Muchzik, right? That's good. So what then do we need to figure out? What we need to figure out is Abaye, Rav, and Ravashi, why did they hold of their own pshatim? And why didn't one not learn like the other? Again, we know why nobody learned like Rabbi Bar Ula. We know why nobody learned like Ravina's two pshatim. So three of the pshatim we knocked out. We also know why Rabbi Bar Ula and Ravina didn't want to learn like Abaye, Rav, and Ravashi. But why did Abaye not learn like Rav or like Ravashi? Why did Rav not learn like Abaye or Ravashi? Why did Ravashi not learn like Abaye or Rav? That's what we didn't figure out so far, right? If you're holding Cheshbon. So the Gemara says, Rava lo yamak Abaya. Rava didn't learn like Abaya. This you don't have to look inside. Why did Rava not learn like Abaya? Because he had a kash on Abaya. Kikushe. Abaya lo yamak Rava. Abaya didn't learn like Rava. Why not? Because obviously he had a teretz to Rava's kasha. Right? The only chilik between Abaye and Rava is Yoitze v'nichnas. So Abaye must add a teretz to the kasha. What was his teretz? His teretz is Hasam loy naga hacha naga. Geshmaka teretz. His teretz is that Yoitze v'nichnas is a good shmira. You know when it's a good shmira? It's a good shmira when you're sitting in a wine store. You're not emerged or submerged in the wine right now. And as a result, the fact that I'm not in the wine and I know you're Yoitze v'nichnas, that in and of itself is going to be an ample shmira. As opposed to if you're shechting and your mom is holding, and by the way, with the blink of an eye, literally you can go ahead and you can mess up the shechita just being yoitzev and nichnas. It happens too fast. I'll take care of it in a second before he ever comes back in. So if he's standing in front of me, okay, then I have a mercies. But yoitzev and nichnas in of itself is not going to be okay. So I understand why Rava didn't like Abaye. He told you why he didn't like Abaye, and I could hear why Abaye didn't want to learn like Rava. Ravashi leyama kitravayu. I could also tell you why Ravashi wouldn't learn like either Abaye or Rava. Why? Because Abaye and Rava's pshatim were both predicated on a very big chiddush. Because Savar, it was the chiddush of kutim geirei emes, and Rav Ashi maybe is of the opinion that kutim are geirei arayas. Right? So if kutim geirei arayas saying, that would explain why Rav Ashi didn't want to learn like Abaye and Rava. Abaye lo yamak Rav Ashi. I understand also why Abaye didn't know like Rav Ashi. We're almost at the end. Kus loy sfiru leha de Rav. Rav Ashi's pshat was based on the fact that a mumar oichel meisel te oven boidik sakim and oisel mutalach meshchitasai. Who said Abaye holds that way? By the way, it's not just who said. If Rav held that way, it's a good chance, right? The analytics tell you high probability Abaye doesn't hold that way because they always see things differently. Says the Gemara, El Rava. This was all a build up. Abaye Rava, my time aloy, my kish my day. Why did Rava not learn like Rav Ashi? And by the way, Rav Ashi's pshat was all based on a Rava. So if it was all based on a Rava, why would he have not learned like him? So the Gemara says this: every single variable you can come up with, I could explain. Whoever didn't learn like Rabbi Barab Ula, I understand. Whoever didn't learn like anyone in Ravina's Pshatim, I totally get. I understand why Rabbi Bar Ula and Ravina, who both had these controversial Pshatim, wouldn't have learned like Abaye, Rav, and Rav Ashi, because they weren't interested in getting involved in the Kasha. I understand why Rava didn't like Abaye. He telegraphed why he didn't like Abaye. He asked the Kasha and Abaye. I even can understand why Abaye wouldn't have learned like Rava, because maybe he held as a chilup between Yayin Nesach and Shechita. Yayin Nesach, Yoitzev Nichnas is enough because it takes time to go ahead and mess up the wine. As long as he's Yoitzev Nichnas, is a mirsis. As opposed to if I'm holding the animal in my hand and in 1 second I can go ahead and I can shecht it, simply being Yoitzev Nichnas, that in and of itself would not be enough of a shmir. I could understand, says the Gemara, why Rav Ashi didn't like Abaye or Rava, because it's predicated on a kuti being a yid. If he's a guy, then this whole idea of him shechting is then on arrival. So maybe Rav Ashi's of the opinion that the kutim were geirei arayas, they weren't even yidin. I understand why Abaye didn't want to look like Rav Ashi, Zokta Gemara, because Rav Ashi is based on Rava. Maybe Abaye didn't know like Rava. But why did Rava not learn like Rav Ashi? If Rav Ashi is gufa based on Rava, that would have been a satisfactory pshat. And the Gemara says, guess what? He could have, would have, should have learned like Rav Ashi. So why didn't he? L'dvarav d'Abaye kamar v'lei loy svirle. All he told Abaye was, he said, Abaye, you're learning the pshat that Hakol is coming to me mar bakuti. I hear what you're saying. And it's yitachin, and it's very possible that Hakol is coming to be mar bakuti. But if it's coming to be mar bakuti, then the way you have to read the Mishnah is, Hakol sheichten, even if he's Yoitzev and Nichnas, Ushchitason Ksheira, only when he wasn't even Yoitzev and Nichnas, based on the Mishnah Masach Savaydazar. Now, it just so happens that as far as this being Pshan in the Mishnah, I don't even know if that's Pshan in the Mishnah. I'm thinking Mar says, Vilele Sphirle. I can learn the Mishnah Lishitasi, that the Mishnah is actually coming to be Marba, Mumar Eichel Neveil Satayav. But really, the whole point of Rava was he was talking to Abaye. And by the way, in real time, when we learned the Gemara, that's exactly what happened. Abaye sent Pshat in the Mishnah, and what did Rava tell Abaye? Rava said, I don't like your Knech, I don't like what you're putting, Yoitzev Nichnas. Ella, Rava said, a different Mahalach. That Ella is, if you want to action Zachayis and you want to go with your Mahalach over here in the Mishnah, well, then that's the only way you're going to be able to make it work. But in terms of the Maisa, In terms of Lamaisa, says the Gemara, Rava really did not have to learn that way. Rava could have very much learned the way Rav Ashi learned. He was only saying it, Lidvarav da Abaya. This concludes, really, a two-blot series of trying to understand and seeing in real time the great avodah of how the Amiram went about explaining a Mishnah. What the Mishnah meant when it said Hakko, what's that coming to be Marba? How do you reconcile the apparent contradiction of Hakol Sheikhtin Ushitas and Ksheira? Additionally, the last line of the Mishnah, Vakulan Sheshachtu Vachin Roy Nice Shitas and Ksheira. What exactly is the Vakulan going back on? All Tully in all these different pshatim in the Mishnah. I know we said hashtag raid. We're going to save the raid for tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to really get into a very, very fascinating topic. La'aniyas Daiti, something that we touched on and even promised Bali Neda that we were going to get into on Daf Beis. But we'll save that already for Daf Dala tomorrow.